Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from theschoolofpodcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. And then I give you my honest first impression. Our website is podcastrodeoshow.com. And today we're going to be listening to the Real Film Nerds. Their description in Apple Podcasts says, just two regular gents chatting and reviewing movies of all kinds. Their website is Real, that's R-E-E-L, like a film, get it, film, realfilmnerds.com. And we'll get to their episode number 22, which is about Incredibles 2, right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And everything we talk about today, you can find at podcastrodeoshow.com/164. Here we go. Kind of a Seinfeld thing going on. And voice of the guy comes back.
Welcome to the Real Film Nerds Podcast.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Real Film Nerds. This week, we have a fun one for you, a typical movie that I personally would never see, but Mike loves it. I saw the first one. I did not see it in the theaters. I saw it long after it came out. It's an animated flick. It is not Isle of Dogs, which is our only other animated flick. It was Incredibles 2. So, Mike, give us the rundown of Incredibles 2.
Nice.
All right. Incredibles 2. Bob Parr, Mr. Incredible, is left to care for Jack-Jack while Helen, a last girl, is out saving the world. This is directed by Brad Bird and stars Craig T. Nelson, Holly Hunter, Sarah Vowell, Huck Miller, Catherine Kenner, and Eli Fuscelli. And then Sam L. Jackson is also in this.
Dude, you forgot a very big one, a very important one.
Bob Odenkirk?
Yes, sir.
Winston Dever? Yeah, he's from Breaking Bad and also from Better Call Saul.
Yes. He's been in a lot of things, but those are his two most prominent roles, for sure. And I loved Bob Odenkirk in this movie. I thought he killed it.
Yeah, it was, his character was really good. At first, I thought he was kind of the bad guy, but not gonna...
Oh, yeah, that's definitely how it comes across. I mean, it was, you know, that's one of the issues I had with Incredibles 2, is that it's very, very predictable. But it is a kid's movie, so it kind of has to be. So, can't argue against that. Now, what do you think about the timing of when this movie came out? It came out Father's Day weekend, and the main protagonist, Mr. Incredible, played by the always amazing Craig T. Nelson, he is, you know, it's role reversal. He's now the head of the household while Elastigirl, I almost said Incredigirl, Elastigirl is out doing the adventures and saving the world and things like that. Do you think coincidence that it came out on Father's Day weekend, Mike?
I don't think so. I mean, Matt, what do you think took him so long to make a sequel? This is 14 years in the making. Like, what's going on?
From some of the articles and things I read, basically the director / writer, who is the same person, that is, which you didn't mention,
Brad Bird. Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah. I didn't do the writer.
And this is one of those weird shows that I can't figure out. Do I give it the... On one hand, I want to give it the horse whinny because they are exactly what they advertised. The two guys talking about film. So on that aspect, they definitely win. Couple things I would tweak, though. If you know you have to say somebody's name that's pretty weird to say, you don't have to hit record until you figure out how to say it. Now, that we're everything here is nitpicky. I will say that. Everything here is a nitpick. So if you have to say Gungun Nagishnagi blah, you might want to practice that a couple of times. Now, on the other hand, the flip side of that is you're keeping it real. I'm just saying, you know, it sounds like you're maybe not really prepared. And if you're not preparing, you're it's my time. Can you maybe prepare a little bit? So again, I'm nitpicking here. The other thing is, and this is because I'm listening in a quiet room with headphones on, the host of the show, I almost want to say, has a serious compressor on, because when he breathes, I hear it. Now, here's again, nitpicking. Everybody breathes. But for me, and I think this is because I'm sitting here really analyzing it. If I was listening to this with earbuds on outside, I probably wouldn't even notice that. I will give you kudos to this. You got right to the review. I actually listened to another podcast review today, and I forget the name of the show, and it doesn't really matter. But they were supposed to, let's say they were going to review The Incredibles 2. They spent 7 minutes talking about the previews they saw. And I'm like, look, I came in here to listen about The Incredibles 2. You guys got right to it. So I liked that. The last thing you just did that I was like, what's up with that? Why are you busting your co-host balls because he forgot the writer? That was like, hey, you forgot that. And I'm like, okay, you know, what are you going to do? Dock his pay? So maybe that's part of your kind of chemistry that you pick on each other. But to me, I was kind of like, what's up with that? So it was kind of a weird first impression. But you did a good job of getting right to it. Your intro, you know, welcome to the film nerd, guys. For me, I like what's in it for me? Like, you explain what the show's about. But on the other hand, you have real film nerds. If you can't figure out what the show's about, you need to maybe back down on the Xanax a little bit. So all in all, the show was okay. It's just, I guess to me, I wasn't like, I don't know. It just, for me, it wasn't like, oh, great. It was kind of like, and this is where I'm not sure I would understand any film review. And I guess to me, I'd want to go watch some Siskel and Ebert maybe. Because when you think about it, those guys came out and they had their opinion ready. They said it well, and they explained why they thought what they thought. I like the conversation that you guys were doing. What did you think about this? Why do you think it took 14 years? I thought that was cool. I guess to me, I'm looking for, did you like it or not? And if you go back to Siskel and Ebert, and again, you don't have to do Siskel and Ebert, but they're like, you'd start off and the fat guy would say, I didn't like it because who would believe this and blah, 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 blah. And then the bald guy would go, I did like it because I thought so-and-so did a great performance. And so it's, do you like it or not? And then maybe dig in it. So my point there is you don't have to do Siskel and Ebert, but those guys were prepared. And a little more focused. So again, I don't dislike this show. I just wasn't going like, oh, well, this is great. It just, I need a sound effect for meh. Because for me, this show was meh. Now, I'm going to give you some bonus content that is going to greatly increase your numbers. You ready for this? When I go to your website, realfilmnerds.com, it is 100% impossible to subscribe to your show. That right there is worth the $5. You have no, as in zero, not a zip, subscribe button on Apple Podcasts. Now you want to be in Google Podcasts. That's the new thing out. Nothing. And that's where you get regular listeners. They go out, they like your show. Think of the food court at the mall. Somebody samples that chicken, then they buy the sandwich. Well, if I liked this episode and I go, oh, cool, I want to put this into my Apple Podcast or my Google Podcast or whatever it is, so that the next time an episode comes out, I can go ahead and just grab it. Can't do it. I can like you on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. But to me, I saw that and I'm like, what the heck is going on here? Not a subscribe button anywhere. And then I see where you're using Podbean. When I go over to your Podbean site, I can subscribe in the Podbean app, but you know, that's the, throw a podcast, an Apple Podcast button on there and a Google Podcast button. That, I'm telling you, that will greatly increase your numbers hugely, because you're making people go back to your website, and that's not the way podcast works. So that would be my first impression of the show. Now, if you have a comment on this, go, hey, Dave, I liked it. By all means, if you swipe left or right, whatever app you're using there, you'll see the phone number. It's 888-563-3228. Love to play your opinion on the show. if you'd like to have your podcast right here. Real simple. Everything is at podcastrodeoshow.com. You can click on the Fiverr button to be right here. It's only $5. There's no upsell. You want to get a full review? There's a button there for the podcast review show. If you don't have a podcast, there's a button right there for the School of Podcasting.com. So many different ways I can help you. That's what I'm here for. Thanks so much for listening. And until the next episode, this is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting, reminding you to always enjoy your ride.
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.
So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.